3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 47 degrees outside. Good morning, gals, and welcome to your show, the John Sprague Show. Now that you've got the man out of the house, you and I can spend a little time together from now until about 12 noon. Then the kids get home, then we'll have lunch, huh? Okay, that takes care of this morning. It's a beautiful Tuesday, April the 7th. Look at that thermometer reading. 47 degrees. The sun is shining. Forget the fact that they say there's probability of showers 70% today. It's not going to rain. Leastwise, not till you've got everything you want to get done today. It's a beautiful day for a walk. I have an important message for my gals to start off the John Sprague Show here. If you are between 17 and 55 years of age, the opportunity of an exciting new future awaits you in becoming a qualified practical nurse. Even if right now you think you do not hold out the prospect of work for you, this is of interest to you. The Women's Own Canadian School of Practical Nursing, which is located at number 2 Elm Street at the corner of Yonge, offers a comprehensive training which can be completed in less than 1 year, and you can train in your spare time with no loss. Enrollments are now being accepted. Morning, afternoon, and evening classes are available. Empire 2, 1907. This call could well be the key to the lock that opens the door to a whole new life and career, or could even give you the knowledge which will enable you to look after your own family with less urgency. Remember the number, Empire 2, 1907. One phone call without obligation is all you need. Empire 2, 1907.
Tuesday morning, and the world is all aglow. On Tuesday morning, stay tuned to 1050. Spend your Tuesday, jump radio's happy way. Chase those blues away. Morning.
5 after 10. I have some new pictures of my son this morning, which I'd like to show you in color. Here, look at this one. Isn't that good? Huh? I thought you'd appreciate that. Well, I always bring, you know, when I have new pictures of my family, I bring them in to show them to you, and you're the first to see them. And these are in color this morning, so here's another one. Look at this one.
Oh, that's nice. You little boy's growing a beard?
Yeah, that's... Oh, come on, that's a shadow. Every time I look at this fella, I want to cut my wrist. Not Jungle J, Sergio Franchi.
Mimi, Mimi, Mimi. You funny little good-for-nothing Mimi. Am I the guy? Mimi, you sunny little honey of a Mimi. I'm aiming high. Mimi, you've got me sad and dreamy. You could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi by and by. You funny little good-for-nothing Mimi. Am I the guy? Mimi, you sunny little honey of a Mimi. I'm aiming high. Mimi, you've got me sad and dreamy. You could free me.
Seven minutes after 10, that's the very talented and good-looking Sergio Franchi. Women in My Life is the title of the album, and that's Mimi. 8 minutes after 10, 47 degrees outside. The winds are southeasterly at 9 miles per hour. And a happy Tuesday to you. Cloudy with a few sunny periods this afternoon. And a few showers and chance of a thunder shower. The forecast for the Chum Climatological Area, according to our private forecasters, Weather Consultants of Canada. The low tonight near 40 and the high tomorrow near 40. Get that high today, though, George. Going up to the mid-50s.
Come and get them. That William Holden and Audrey Hepburn go absolutely ape in Paris when it sizzles? Did you know that?
I only like movies with a tender love story.
But Paris when it sizzles is a tender love story, sweetie pie.
What kind of tender love story?
Well, it's a tender love story with monsters and spies and jewel thieves and sex pots and school marms, cowboys, Indians, canaries, pirates, and the girl who stole the Eiffel Tower. Are you ready?
Oh, are you absolutely sure Paris when it sizzles is a tender love story?
Oh, absolutely, baby. And like I said, William Holden and Audrey Hepburn go absolutely ape in it. You can't believe it, I tell you.
I think I'll go absolutely ape too, Tootsie.
And so will everybody else when they see William Holden and Audrey Hepburn in Paris when it sizzles in color from Paramount Pictures.
I'm sizzling already. Isn't it too much?
For frothy family fun, see Audrey Hepburn and William Holden in Paris when it sizzles starting tomorrow at the Imperial, Yorkdale, and Golden Mile theaters. Few things bother me or fluster me. One thing that I have said that many times, I haven't said it to you, I suppose, that does bother me is, I think, profanity in a woman. For some reason, it bothered me. I mean, I'd be an out-and-out liar if I said I didn't use profanity every once in a while, you know, and you bash your finger or something. I do. Yesterday, I was up at the bank, and I was truly flustered. I came out of the bank, it was raining, and I had an umbrella. And I was trying to open it, and I bumped in, and I really bumped into a little old lady. I don't know how old she would be, but she looked like a very fragile lady in her upper years and something, you know. And I would profusely apologize to this lady. I just bumped into her, and she looked right up at me and said, "Watch where you're going, you stupid." Obviously, I can't tell you what she said, but I was so flustered, I didn't say I'm sorry or anything else, I'm sure. It took me a half a block to figure out, did that lady really say that to me?
But